Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
I was covering a Monday night football game in San Francisco, okay?
Okay.
Took the red eye back. Right before the plane closed the door, they called me from coach up to first class. Said there hasn't been one of the first place passengers who paid full price has not checked in. I said, sweet. All of a sudden, after the door is closed, the flight attendant comes up to me and says, you don't have to do this. You know, it's far past, our time to push back. But we do have a passenger who paid full price outside the plane, and he has a first class seat. I said, all right, I'll go back to my seat. The door opens. It's freaking O.J. Simpson.
What?
And I'm like,
Did you say anything to him?
Son of a...
You're in the loop with Fred Landry and Lopez on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
It's a great story. I wish you guys would have gotten into a physical altercation, though. That would have made the story.
Guarantee it would have made headlines.
That would have gone viral back in those days. What year was that? What year was that, if you had to guess?
Well, the trial was 94. So 95, probably. 96, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Wait a minute, what? I mean, you got booted off after he killed her?
I thought it was after.
Well, 95 was when he got acquitted. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you got me contradicting myself here.
Wait.
I thought it was after.
I got to believe this was before all this went down.
It was the, well, I can find out. Cause
how do you not know? I just feel like that would be like, you would be more mesmerized.
I covered so many games, man.
But you would be more mesmerized with O.J. Simpson after.
That's what I'm leaning that it was after. Like it was, he had already been acquitted. But I'm just being honest, I'm not exactly sure if it was before or after.
We got here. Cause I want to say cause it was, you were coming from San Francisco, right?
It was a Monday night game.
Because that's the thing. There's no way after, because he was a pariah after, that case was over.
You know what?
So I got to believe he would have been working Monday night football prior to doing his thing. I think it was before the case went down. I'm spitballing here.
Mm-hmm.
Just a hunch.
I think you're probably right. It had to have been before, right?
Had to have been. Nobody gave you. Listen, you think they were going to open the door for OJ?
But
after
I remember
he was acquitted of killing a white woman.
I remember being so mad.
No.
I remember being so mad that it was him. And why would I be mad if it was before? Because nobody
you got
thought,
booted out of first class.
No, but I was mad that it was him. I think it was after. I think like a year or two after.
But that's what I'm saying. You really think they would have opened the door
traveled.
For OJ?
Remember, he was going to search for the killer all over the country at golf courses everywhere.
Yeah, but half the country hated him at that point.
Well, you're still gonna fly.
No, I understand that, but you're still gonna. I mean, do you really think they would have opened the door for him? That's my question. We gotta get full paying customer.
You guys are something else today. You guys are something else.
Yeah. Are we? Are we? Why is that? Why are we something else today?
We
Tell
did
us.
A segment about sauce, and now we're talking
you
about
you were the instigator
okay.
there.
So, I mean, what would you do? You want? We want to hear more. Or what? Tell us what. Tell us what. Radio. Tell us what. Radio Savant. Tell us what
to hear. I wanted to
tell
hear,
us what. PD in charge. Tell me what we should be doing.
I wanted to hear what you teased, which was Bill O'Brien and how much credit does he deserve for the offense.
Okay.
So
we got 9 minutes for that.
You don't have to be a radio savant to know pay off the tees. That's like an introduction broadcast class.
I got 9 minutes left, don't I?
No, but we teased it 45 minutes ago before the sauce talk.
When was it?
It was like 45 minutes ago before the sauce talk.
About what? About what?
B.O.B. in the offense.
Okay. Do you think that's the first time I've ever dragged out a tease for an hour?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you think it'll be the last time?
No, I
don't.
Okay,
then. So what's the problem? All right. Moving right along. What was the tease again? Tell me what it was.
Bill O'Brien.
But I thought we were going to play DJ Swearinger first.
We can hear from DJ Swag if you guys would like.
That's what you said before the segment started.
Let's hear from DJ
Let's hear
Swag.
Let's hear him.
DJ Swag on the Redskins website on Facebook. Facing his former team.
Playing against your team again.
The focus is, the same focus. Be detailed in my preparation. Be focused in my preparation. It's a little extra preparation for show this week. But, just paying attention to the details, studying the film each day and, trying to get guys ready to play and go win the game.
DeAndre Hopkins, those guys. Mm-hmm. How do you prepare for those guys this week?
You got to study the film. You got to know what routes they love doing out of certain formations. You got to know what splits they like to get into when they run their favorite routes. You got to know what they're doing at the top of the routes, whether they're pushing off or using speed. You just got to know who you're going against. And, that's what the film comes in. If you know what they're doing before, it makes it a lot easier. We do that. We can be successful on.
DJ Swearinger. Do we take anything away from the fact that he was so vocal on and I mean, maybe vocal is not the right word, but he had a problem with him on social media. Mm-hmm. He wrote it out in an Instagram post. And maybe it was one of those deals where he kind of had to, he needed to get off his chest. It's been burning inside him. This is the first time. I thought he was with the Cardinals last year or 2 years ago when the Texans played him, wasn't he?
I believe so.
Or is this his first time playing the Texans since he left?
I want to say this is his first time.
It is? Okay.
I want to say yes, but I'm not sure. But that's just a preview of what's to come. I think he meets with the actual Washington media.
Exactly.
Either
that's
today
what I was
or tomorrow.
Say.
That was just a website hit, so you weren't going to get much. But I got a feeling, and I'm predicting that when he meets with the media, either today or tomorrow, he's going to give us something.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was going to say, because this is the basically. You know, like Texans radio.
Yeah, no, these are softballs after softballs.
And he did
right
say,
here.
if you listen to that, he did say a little extra preparation this week, which is bogus because you don't prepare more, you know, unless you're injured.
He did ask about DeAndre Hopkins, though.
Right.
And Deshaun Watson.
How do you prepare more? I mean, you prepare, you know?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say with guys of that caliber, you're probably going to maybe spend a little bit more. I mean, You think you're going to spend as much time? Let's put it this way. I would spend a little bit more time watching Deshaun Watson than Fitzmagic. Fitzmagic, you know what he is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's an open book. That dude is what he is. With Deshaun and DeAndre, especially considering just how electric they've been throughout the course of the season. I wonder this, though. Do you think Jake Gruden's told him, hey, let's not give you, you've said what you needed to say on Instagram.
Right.
You told him what you know, you put it out there. Clearly it's become a story here in Houston. Albeit how big, whatever. I think we're just kind of waiting for the game at this point. Especially since we've been waiting now for the last 2 weeks to get to see this team. And I think that's the deal, right? Is that, And Landry, you've been talking about it for the last couple of days now that it doesn't really deserve a storyline, and I agree with you to an extent because again, it is. I mean, it's Swearinger, but I mean, he did take a shot at the coach, but it's taken away from the fact that I think we really want to see what this team looks like coming out of the bye week.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a huge deal for this Houston Texans team because we've been kind of led to believe now a little bit that you're healthier. You mentioned it. You put it together in the hits that now you've got literally every single player participated in practice yesterday in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. So forget DJ Swearinger. The question's going to be, and you said this already, we know the defense is going to do what it does, all right? I mean, God bless or God forbid somebody gets hurt or something like that, but this defense is going to do what it needs to do. They've turned the ball over. They forced turnovers in six straight games. Mm-hmm. But does this offense finally turn it loose? Let me ask you guys this question. If the Texans win another ugly game, and it's another question or it's another game where they run the ball, maybe they're not that wildly successful, Deshaun makes some plays, but there's still a lot of, you know, there's a lot of plays left on the field that you're sitting there saying to yourself, why didn't they do more of that? If Kiki Coutee's out there, why wasn't he utilized more? How are you going to feel if this team wins ugly again on Sunday?
The same. I really will. I mean, I'll be happy that they won.
Yeah.
And thinking that they're not going to go past the first round, you know?
I'm not going to style point this one specifically because they are a 3-point favorite. So Las Vegas has spoken. This is the same exact line that they had against the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to look at this like I did the Tennessee game in week two.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to look at this as if they win this, then I think it's a step forward for the Texans. But they do need to show some signs of being a good offense.
That's the thing, because, you know, Bill O'Brien and J.J. said it this week, you know, they can worry about, I just want to win a game no matter how, no matter what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
They can worry about that. But you can't tell me that they're not thinking themselves, just like us, man, we got to start playing better football. If we're going to get to where we want to get, we have to start playing. Yeah, we won, and we're happy, and you know how hard it is to win a game, you know, all that stuff. But they've got to be in their backs of their mind. And during the bye week, you self-scout anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and we're talking to Gerard Johnson yesterday for the TV show, and he's like, they've got to be telling themselves, what do we do well? What do we not do well?
Yeah.
And eliminate the not do well. Talking about play calling and do more of that. So I think you're going to see some different play calling as well. And if it doesn't, and it doesn't translate on the field, they're going to be going, guys, yes, we won. Everybody happy. Let's go have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
We got to play better if we're going to go where we need to go.
Because I think it's the biggest thing is you need something to tell yourself that this team can compete, or at least because after the Miami game, you said to yourself, okay, yes, the offense finally exploded, but it was the Miami Dolphins, and I think it was James Ahedebo came on the next day and said, look how terrible that Miami defense was. You know, case in point, that drag across the field where DeAndre Hopkins was wide open on I think it was like a second or third down, then he takes him to the house, and you're sitting there saying, you know, and that wasn't anything exotic that the Texans did. That was a simple breakdown by the Washington Redskins. I think there's something too, because of the way you, like you said, the way they play. This defense is not great, but they're not horrific either.
year. And so, again, this is a team that, again, going on the road, if you can go in there, put some points on the board. Anyway, this team can put 24, 27, God forbid, 30 points on the board. You're going to feel pretty good about things going into that three-game homestand.
But one thing the Redskins do have going for them, and there's been mixed results in it, is they've played some pretty damn good quarterbacks mm-hmm. this year. Yeah. They faced Andrew Luck. They faced Aaron Rodgers. They faced Drew Brees. They faced Cam Newton. And they faced Matt Ryan. They faced some pretty damn good quarterbacks. Now, Matt Ryan, 2 weeks ago, Bill O'Brien needs to be looking at that tape, because Matt Ryan, despite the fact the Falcons have struggled all year, they put 38 on Washington in Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. I mean, so this is not going to be any cakewalk by any stretch. I know they're favored there now.
Yeah.
But
you guys surprised they're favored?
Yes.
What do you think? Do you think people are finally starting to? I mean, if Vegas is finally starting to buy into the Texans, is that a good or a bad sign?
I think that they know that people don't buy into the Redskins, so they think they can probably get more money. I think honestly, the Redskins should be favored by like 2.5 in this. It seems like, but Texas, maybe the bye week has something to do with it too. You know,
because I think that's
they're more
what
healthy
it is.
Health,
because
yeah.
The Redskins haven't had that bye week. They're not coming off a bye week.
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly it. I think the deal is. Is that you've had a Texans team that has been banged up, has still found a way to cobble wins together. And I think that, I don't know, did we give enough credit for them winning on the road in Denver?
Considering, well, Denver's now, what, they're 3-6, right?
I believe so. But I think they had a bye week this last week, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, they didn't play. No, they did. They didn't play this last week.
You know, my thing on this game, and I know, you know.
But what'd we say? You know, that's a tough place to play, and that's a good defense.
We probably did not give them enough credit. Altitude, injured guys, and a tough place to play. Mm-hmm. No, you're right. But I think one of the things that worries me, and I know it doesn't worry Freddie because he's incredibly biased against this person, but the Texans are playing a pretty good quarterback. They're playing a pretty good quarterback.
I mean, he's
better
regular season.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I think we're not giving their quarterback enough credit, because all we've said is
all he's gonna do is not turn the ball over,
but he's also good with his feet, you know.
As much as it pains me to say that,
right,
he does have deceptive speed. That is one thing. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. He is a deceptive.
I mean, how many times
have we sat? Headstrong, smart, stays in the books. Right. You know, that sort
Coach's
of thing.
Kid.
Oh, coach's kid. Coach's kid.
How many times have we sat here?
Blue collar.
Well, they haven't played a quarterback, you know, that's any good. And you can go down the list, and you're right, you know. They're playing a pretty good quarterback. They really are. Freddie's bias aside.
No, he's a good quarterback.
They're playing a good quarterback.
No, he is a good.
Fred hates Alex Smith.
I know.
Just say you hate Alex
Smith. Of course I hate Alex Smith. Let me put it this way. I don't hate. Hate's such a strong word. I don't think, as a player. He's a really good guy, though.
You know who he played high school with?
Now.
He really is, though. Like, I love his interviews.
You know who his high school teammate was?
He's got great hair, too. What?
Who?
Reggie Bush.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And you know what? I said it for years, man. Could you imagine what he could have done in like a Kubiak offense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I will say this about Alex Smith. That dude, for as rough as his career got off to a start, right? I mean, it was dreadful those first 4 or 5 years. And hell, he's playing for Mike Nolan in a suit on the sideline, for Christ's sake. North Turner got a little taste of him, and the next thing you know. Dude, seriously.
Some people were saying he looked sharp, trying to wear the suit on the sidelines. Yeah. Del Rio did it too. You guys look like idiots.
It's
from the 70s and
you
60s.
Guys look
60s
like,
and 70s, man.
You know what they look like? They look like Jehovah's Witnesses who got lost.
Only okay? Tom Landry and those guys can pull it off, you know?
Seriously, you got to win. You guys are garbage. You know, we need winners. Mike Singletary, where are you at? All right, I paid off. I haven't paid this tease off yet. I haven't paid this tease
no,
off
No, you
yet.
Did. You did.
Did I?
Kind of.
The Bill O'Brien one?
Kind of.
See, I don't remember what the tease was, but I'm going to go ahead and tease it one more time. I'm going to go ahead and tease it one more time, and I promise you. No, this one I haven't. If we look at the 15 games of our boy, Deshaun Watson, should we give Bill O'Brien some credit? I'll tell you what I mean by that next. Don't go anywhere, and I promise you, I really will tell you this time.